Carl Cooley here from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center, and I'm in the studio today with Dave Armstrong. He is seeking a third term for the 67th Assembly District. He's our current Assembly Representative, of course, was the 75th Assembly Representative. Then after the redistricting, he became the Representative for the 67th District. Dave, good morning. Thanks for coming in here today. Apologies. I know it's been a little bit of a trouble getting our schedules lined up here to get you in the studio, but glad you're here.
Yep, thank you.
So yes, to start off, just want you to introduce yourself to our listeners, a little bit about yourself, your family, occupation, that sort of thing.
Sure. Been here now 20 years in Northwest Wisconsin, originally from the Twin Cities. St. Paul is where I was born and raised. I lived all over the country. I've lived in Los Angeles, Houston, Tampa Bay area, mainly because of work. All my life I've done startups, start a business, grow it, sell it, and that's lent to moving a lot. When I got up here, I knew nobody, basically. So I decided to run for Rice Lake City Council. Actually, I was appointed to the Cable Commission, was my first gig up here. It was actually a lot of fun. As part of that, they asked me if I would be on Barron County Economic Development Corporation, which I did. It was interesting. And at that point, Barron County Economic Development was going through a reorg, basically. They had an individual that they had defunded, gotten rid of. The county wasn't okay with the direction he was taking it. And so eventually they asked me if I'd be interested in it. And I said, sure, but not to do what the last person had done, which was what's called chasing smokestacks. You know, you run around the country trying to get companies to relocate here. So I've been doing that since December of 2012 so far. As part of that, I ended up being down in Madison a lot because we have issues with, which we still do, housing, child care, et cetera. And so I was constantly lobbying for more housing, you know, yada, yada, yada. And that lent me to the current representative at the time, Romaine Quinn, calling me out of the blue, asking me, hey, would you be interested in doing this permanently? I'm like, what? No, not really. Because I was never really a political animal. Yeah, I voted. I voted every election since I turned 18, but not a political animal. So checked with my wife, checked with a couple of other, you know, the county, et cetera, and ultimately I decided to try it. Got elected the first time, and I thought that was a contentious race. Nothing compared to what's going on now, but got the first time, got through it. When you, the first session you're in, you're like drinking with a fire hose because it's, you have no idea what's going on. And honestly, the best thing to do is shut up, you know, two ears, one mouth, listen twice as much as you talk, learn, and then you can kind of be effective. And that's pretty much what I tried to do and got some things passed first session. Second session, you're going to be a lot more effective because you've got, you're a little dangerous now. You got an idea how things work. And so then you can kind of hone in on your core things you want to do. And so, which is what I did, got more things, a lot more things passed this session. And then with redistricting, it was a contentious mess between the governor and the legislature. We ended up just passing his maps, and that's led us to where we are now. In essence, what happened to me was I lost the 75th moved farther west, and they moved this now into the 67th. So Barron County stayed the same. I lost Washburn County, and I gained a small section, probably not quite a third of Dunn County. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we are now, is the reelection portion of this race, which culminates Tuesday.
You mentioned your work with the Barron County Economic Development Corporation. Tell us a little bit about what you actually do there, because, you know, you said you aren't chasing smokestacks. You know, you look at your website, it's more geared towards small enterprise, correct?
Correct, yeah. The way I've always looked at it, and kind of studies all show the same thing, is if you want innovation, you want a whole bunch of startups. I'm not looking for the next Microsoft, not looking for the next Trek. I'm looking for the folks down on Main Street in Rice Lake or Cumberland or Shatek, and we've got a lot started. You know, if you look at downtown Main Street in Rice Lake, Two Sisters Boutique, help them get started. Poppy's Popcorn, the game board place.
Boardwalk?
Boardwalk. Yep. The Milk Pail twice. Mm-hmm. You know, helped first guy reopen it, and now the second owner purchase it. Time Worn Treasures helped that sell. So there's that's the type of thing we've done a lot of, and that's what they allowed me, the board of directors and the county, is to change direction on, let's get a whole bunch of startups going rather than worried about, I can't go to Rice Lake Weighing Systems, to 3M, to Quanex, to Johnson Truck Bodies and say, hey, I'm going to move X company in here when I know for a fact all they're going to do is poach their employees. Mm-hmm. And so there's no net gain then. Yeah, I got a new company in here, but at that point, now I've even got a worse workforce shortage mm-hmm. than I've got now. Mm-hmm. And so we've concentrated on that. We started doing marketing in the Twin Cities to see if we get people relocate here again for employee issues. We don't have enough. And it started to work. We did simple things the first time, like do a crawler of all things across the Weather Channel. We started getting calls. Well, that's quickly led us to, there's no place for them to move. Mm. And so that's what embarked us on the housing study that we did back in 2018, 2019. Got it done just as COVID hit, of all things. But that proved 0% availability for rental units, 0% availability for single family homes, et cetera. So that kind of launched us on a direction. So if you look at the economic development, like you said, the website, it's still geared towards a lot of startups. We still, for some reason right now, we've got the most expensive money we've ever had, you know, for most of us. And I've got more startups going now than I had when there was 2% interest rates for some reason. We would have about 10 in the cycle at one time. Right now we get 26, 27. So it's all good, but it's just, I can't figure out why right now there's so much pent up startup needs with money as expensive as it is. Hmm.
So you've served two terms here in the legislature, the assembly, and you were saying that the first term is you're kind of learning the ropes, and then you get in there and you kind of get down the brass tacks in the second term. Tell me what you've been up to and some of the legislation you've worked on.
Sure. The biggest thing was the housing bills this year. We had 7 of them total that went through. I had my hands in 5 of them. One of them I sponsored, and that was the infrastructure bill. When I say infrastructure bill, most cities require a developer to come in. If they're going to open up a new subdivision, they got to build sewer, water, curb, gutter, street at their cost and turn it over to the city. Well, number one, that's difficult for them to get financing because the banks know it's going to be turned over to the city eventually. But more importantly, that adds about $60,000 per house, just the cost of all of that. The best way to fight it, to lower those costs, are TID, tax increment districts. Well, there's a lot of regulations on TID. There's a few people in the Senate, God love them, that don't like TID. So what we did is we came up with an infrastructure bill where the developer can borrow a portion of the costs for those streets and all the utilities at 1% interest rate. That was mine. Romaine, I think, was the lead on it on the Senate side. So it went great. Got it passed. We've got another bill that helps downtown. Anybody that owns Main Street retail space with rental units above, we've got monies for that. There's one piece for individuals. A lot of times people can look at a house. They want to buy the house. Say it's a $150,000 house, but it needs $70,000 worth of renovations to it. A lot of times lenders won't lend on that. Well, now there's a place that will. You can get that from the state. And then reuse vacant buildings, out of use buildings, got another one for that. So that was a lot of work this year to get those all put together. And then, like I said, I got the economic development bill for WEDC, which we'll talk about a little bit later. That one got, my poor opponent just doesn't understand it. Got that passed. And that has been needed for, it's been the way it is, and it's for getting businesses to help businesses expand here or to get them to relocate here. For example, Foxconn was a mess down there. Well, now Microsoft is building a $2 billion data center down there with some of this money for the business tax credits, it's called. So we needed to get that changed, but also the business tax credit piece that was there was built for big companies, and we wanted to get it down for somebody that only is going to do a $500,000 expansion. So now we were allowed to take it down that far, so it's been good.
Just a few minutes left here. Yep. I do want to ask a little bit about, is there anything regarding healthcare? You know, we've lost Sacred Heart and Eau Claire and Prevea. Anything to help rectify that kind of looming thing?
Yeah, working on it. But the one bigger issue that we had up here was, which killed the whole marketing philosophy that we were having for like our areas, when Mayo decided to, quote, pause their birthing center here. How are you going to get young families to move here when there's no place to give birth, yeah. You know? And so we've been working with them, kicking around some pretty unique ideas too, maybe even a nonprofit, non-aligned birthing center. So it's not a Marshfield, it's not a Mayo. We're dealing with all of that. We got into a mess with part of the Prevea Sacred Heart down in Eau Claire piece of it, when we passed legislation that had monies directed for emergency care down there, but then the governor vetoed it and wanted to expand it. Now, what we passed was very rifling, mm-hmm. You know, rather than shotgunning. And so first thing we're gonna have to do next spring is work on that again. And then there's two new entities coming in down there, and I don't know what they're going to need as far as assistance, so there'll be more of that coming in the spring.
Sure. So this election, this primary election, has been a little bit contentious between you and your opponent, Jimmy Swenson. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, it's been a mess, to be honest with you. Typically, when I run for election, I want to lay out, all right, here's Dave, here's what I'm about, here's my past, but more importantly, here's my idea for the future. Here's what I think our region needs, and here's how I intend to shape it.
Is there a thing you'd like to respond to things you said specifically?
One of them actually was kind of humorous, but it isn't, which is kind of sad. Is, for example, he said I passed one bill this session that paid for myself in my economic development role. It's one of those that I was just flabbergasted when I read it, because Barron County Economic Development gets no monies from the state, none. So I posted my rebuttal to it. He forwarded that, or shared that post to his own, and said, see, Armstrong works for WEDC, and he posted, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? I don't work for Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, never have, never will. I'm a board member there. WDC is public-private entity, used to be Department of Commerce. They have two senators, Republican, Democrat, two assembly, Republican, Democrat. I'm one of them, we're oversight. For some reason, he's confused that I work for them. I don't. It's a non-paid position, board of directors. So when I called him on it, and then he said I gave myself, WDC gave me a legislator a year. No, it wasn't. It was Wisconsin Economic Development Association, not corporation. So, and I could get it as maybe you're just not understanding bills, but then when you point that out to him, he doubles down on it. Who does that? Normally people, when you're caught in something, say, yeah, you're right. This guy doesn't. He's got a pamphlet he's been handing out everywhere. In fact, I've had a lot of interesting conversations with people about this, because I've had about a dozen people stop by. Do you see what he's saying? Yeah, I see what he's saying. When you're caught in the act of lying and you don't back down, tells me that you've got some serious character issues, real character. This week has been kind of a waste for me, unfortunately, because I ended up with pneumonia. So I haven't had a chance to do anything other than lay in bed, to do any more of the getting rid of the lies, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm just praying that the voters understand what's going on here. My conversations I had with them all when I was out doing doors leads me to believe that I think I'll be fine, but you know, ultimately the voters will discuss it on Tuesday and make the decision.
Sure. To wrap things up here, you know, why are you running for re-election? What makes you want to run again?
I ended up, when I ran, I said I'd do three times. All right. This will be my third time. Now, since then, there's a Dr. Bannister out there. The guy's great. He's been around here for forever. He's got a coalition that he started for term limits. And he said, would you sign it? I said, sure, absolutely, because I don't think people should be in there for a lifetime. I think it should be people cycle through, new people, et cetera, et cetera. So I promised I would run three if I get reelected. This will be my third. Now, I signed with him saying that I do up to four. Honestly, if it's as contentious as this is, I'm probably not going to do four. I like my economic development job really well. Don't need the hassle of this, but also I don't want to see this area represented by somebody that I've run into now. So, and I've met the Democrat, Mr. Foster, had a great conversation with him out at the fair. So I'm looking forward to getting past the primary and maybe a debate with Mr. Foster.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anything else to add before we go here?
No, I think that's it. It's been an interesting week.
It has been. And well, thanks for joining me here this morning, Dave, and good luck on Tuesday.
Yep, thank you very much.
Carl Cooley here from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. We reached out to Jimmy Swenson, the other Republican candidate in this primary. We reached out to him via phone and text, but he did not agree to an interview with us. You can hear Dave Armstrong's interview in full online at WAQE.com. Go down to the news podcast section. I'm Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Thank you for listening.